The number of children who sat the test is up to over 14,000, 14,350 in round numbers. That's up by about 600 or so on last year. So the number has increased. The number of those who've been assessed suitable for grammar has also increased, now runs at just over 6,500.
The number assessed suitable for grammar, I mean, percentage-wise, it's not really changed very much, but there's still not enough grammar school places to accommodate all of those children, is there? So what kind of happens next? What's the process?
Well, the position this year is no different from what it's been for actually many, many years, which is that certainly if you take the headline figure of those assessed suitable for grammar, compare that with the number of places, then you know there are not as many places as that. However, there are more grammar places available than there were Kent children who passed the test. So what you tend to see is that Kent children, clearly in most cases, will be those who get the better option on it. You know, most schools have a geographical element to their admissions criteria. Clearly, we do have children coming in from outside the county into our grammar schools, particularly those on the borders. But overall, there is a little bit of surplus capacity to take account of that and to give a place to Kent children who have passed the test.
So it's not going to be the case then that students in Kent who've got put through the Kent test are actually going to miss out on a grammar place at the end of the day?
That should not be the case. I mean, over the years, we have ensured that children who get who pass the Kent test do ultimately get a grammar place. There are certain pressures, particularly we'll see, there's no doubt that in the west of the county, the numbers continue to increase. And therefore, you will see potentially some situations where people may be offered a non-grammar place initially. Clearly, that's something that they may wish to consider. But equally, there are further phases to go. You will have places offered. There will then be the usual clearing process. And you will both have the opportunity to go on waiting lists and indeed to put in appeals. And that's by that process over time, we have historically resolved the question of ensuring that children who do pass in Kent, who do pass the test, do secure a grammar school place.